When the Mark Twain Boyhood Home was working on some new exhibits over a year ago, they thought they were telling a story from the mid-1800s. It turns out the story had similarities to how life had suddenly changed for most of the world in 2020. It's our topic for this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In Hannibal, Missouri, you will find Grant's Drugstore, a building which has been restored to look much as it did in the 1840s when Dr. Grant practiced medicine. It's part of the Mark Twain Museum complex here. Curator Henry Sweets says doctors of that day knew that simply making it through your teenage years was quite an accomplishment in an era without modern medicines.
1/4 of the children die by age 1, another 1/4 by age 20. So your chances of even living to age 20 were about 50-50.
There were pandemics of that era as well, with diseases, mostly incurable, that wreaked havoc on populations. In the COVID-19 pandemic, air travel was restricted to reduce disease spread. In the 1840s, another form of transportation spread illness and death.
Something such as cholera would enter one of the major ports, and as the steamboats brought people up the river, cholera would come with them. And you can trace the path of a cholera epidemic by just following the steamboat paths into our country.
And as is the case today, some communities took measures to help stop the spread of disease.
Here in Hannibal, they knew that cholera was a very contagious type disease. And they would, in the springtime, sometimes pass ordinances that forbade pilots from unloading sick passengers in Hannibal and actually quarantine some of the ones that came ashore.
The story is part of a new exhibit at the museums inside the historic buildings here.
We have put in a drugstore, since we know that Dr. Grant did operate a drugstore here in Hannibal. And we talk about pharmacy. But we go the one step further to also talk about medicine at that time.
It's just part of the story to be found at the boyhood home of Mark Twain. Traveling the Countryside in Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.